Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yay! We are so happy you're here with us, and we have so much celebrity entertainment and gossip to talk about. But before we do that, we got to say what's up to our crew in Atlanta. Hey, guys.
Hi, Heidi. Hey, Frank.
Hello.
All right, y'all, let me tell you, honey, Brad, Headcrack, and Portia, honey, they're out today, but we have, honey, radio host Miss Shanika, honey. She's joining us from 107.9, honey, right here in Atlanta.
107.9.
Yes. Thank you.
Shanika. Merry Christmas, honey.
I know. Happy New Year.
All right, honey, later, honey, come dish with me and Miss Taraji P. Henson about her new movie, What Men Want, and Lenny Kravitz needs our help so he can't find love. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, our favorite rapper, Miss Cardi B, is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar March 2019 issue, and she really opens up about fame, about family, and about whether or not she's going to get back together with husband Offset. But one of the things she said that really kind of caught my eye and stood out was when she was asked about being a sexy mom, and here's what she said. I feel like when I'm half naked and when I twerk, people be like, you're a mom now. And it's like, well, I was doing it before I was a mom, so it's not like there's gonna be a difference.
It's how you became a mom.
I feel like moms who do want to feel sexy can be. I don't feel like once you become a mom, you're supposed to be this nun.
Yeah, Cardi B 2020.
Yeah, I mean, you're not supposed to be a nun, but I mean, come on now, honey. You can't be doing all this here. Nick, now, Shanika, you talk with these children, honey. Now, what is that about?
Well, you know, every now and then you can do a twerk, but did you see that last video that she was in? That was a little bit too much twerk for
mama,
my taste.
A mama shouldn't be doing stuff half naked like that, honey. She needs to be pure and wholesome.
I don't know if my mom was a mom in the kitchen and a freak in the sheets.
She
I don't
was.
Know.
Exactly. Right. Children are picking up their parents' habits nowadays.
Oh, yes. Uh-uh.
They're little sponges.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about the cover of Bazaar? Do you think it's weird that she's channeling Rapunzel at all?
But, you know, I like if they softening her up, though. At least
right.
She's looking a little bit more soft
right.
Her. So I like that part about it. But as for her...
I think the one of her walking up what looks like a castle, that's a phenomenal picture.
Yeah,
I mean, they're all phenomenal pictures. I just can't really buy into the one where she's Rapunzel sitting in the tower with the long hair. Because if I know any woman, they're not going to let you grab a hold of their weave with two hands and try to climb
it. A black woman,
oh,
Frank.
No.
Just call it like
never.
It is.
Honey. Not
okay,
this one.
Right.
He's
you don't do that. I have a question.
All right.
Are robots taking over the world?
What do you mean?
Well, Jamie Foxx, he was having a grand old time with one of his pals out at the Malibu Village Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
And he came across a giant robot. Yes, you confused? So am I.
What?
Yes, apparently the robot is a K5 Nightscope, which is a surveillance machine, and its purpose is to detect criminal activity and assist police officers. The robot secures large outdoor areas like parking lots.
Never seen
one. Or, malls or campuses, etc.
So this is what, this is to protect the, or to do surveillance on the parking lot there in Malibu?
I think it's like a recycle can. I mean, putting empties in it. Like, oh, sorry, robot.
It looks like a few things. It looks like the upper half of a space shuttle. Or a giant butt plug.
It looked like a suppository. Ooh. That's right, Heidi. Because I say,
what?
Like, the way Jamie looking at it, like it reminded him of something.
You know what? vibration action.
Okay.
Have you seen those freaky robots that they made them to run like deer?
Oh my God, Frank.
Where it's like basically it's just the robot body and they got these legs and they're running and they're jumping on stuff.
Terrifying.
And they move just like animals. Have you seen this, Gary?
You know what, Frank, honey? I want to see it. But my thing is, though, how would you feel if you was to walk out in the mall and see something like this?
I would be afraid.
I wouldn't even know what it is.
I think it was the parking machine where you have to go get your ticket validated.
Yeah.
I'm following it around. It's like, what?
Where do I? I need
Come
to,
on.
I need, the gate won't open.
I got places to be. I only had 2 free hours. You're wasting my time.
Okay, y'all. Now, we all know, honey, that Beyonce is a superstar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, honey. Now, let me tell y'all something. Can you imagine being in Destiny's Child with her and trying to stand out? Well, Kelly Rowland, honey, she explained how her short hair helped her do just that. Now, here's what Miss Kelly said. She said, quote, I felt like I was amongst 4 girls. People knew that it was me. It was this statement of individuality. Now, do y'all think that Kelly had the right, honey, idea? Did you notice her more because of her short hair? Did y'all notice her more because of her short hair?
I mean, people would say, oh, who's that with the one with the short hair? I mean,
exactly. But you know what? Yeah.
Definitely not. I mean, it was noticeable, but it wasn't the reason, like, for her to stand out to me.
She's the longest
and the leanest in the group.
Really? I understand Kelly's pain being here on Dish Nation. I mean, do you really think I'm dressing like a fur trader not to stand out?
I guess she did stand out, you know, because, I mean, it's funny, though, how each female group under the girls do kind of stand out, do something, you know, specifically different. Miss Wilson, honey, she had blonde hair, honey, with the Supreme, so she just really stood out from Miss Ross.
You know, that is before my time, Gary.
I'm sorry.
Do you think it's maybe why the Spice Girls had their each individual identity so you could tell them all apart, and so that's how they established it? I think in this case, going with the short hair, I see the picture of all the girls together. I'm like, which one's mom is that?
Oh,
I'm
thinking, Frank, she has short hair.
She has mom haircut.
It was so 90s.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
See, because Kelly says that she might cut her hair again when she turns 50, so she knew that was an old lady.
She ain't 59.
All right. Okay, you guys, you know how much I love Julia Roberts. She's my idol growing up. I absolutely love her. And one of her... I love this movie, My Best Friend's Wedding. And they recently, Julia, reunited with Cameron Diaz and her other co-stars for the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly. And I got to say that Julia Roberts and Cameron Diaz look exactly the same as they did all of those years ago. I mean, it's been many, many years. And so I don't know if you know this, Frank, but Cameron Diaz's sister-in-law is Nicole Richie. They married the twin brothers from Good Charlotte.
So they are
married to brothers, and Cameron visited the Chicago filming locations with Nicole, and My Best Friend's Wedding was one of Nicole's favorite movies of all time. So she goes with her sister-in-law to those locations in Chicago, and Cameron was remembering when she took her there, how excited she was. She said, remember when you were walking down the street right here, and then it was so much fun? I was like, yes, I think I do. She's like, I do, and it really means a lot to me, so I would like for you to pretend like you do.
That she does remember it. She doesn't remember that. I mean, you remember what you do here on Dish Nation? When people ask you, it's like, yeah, remember that time you said that, and then Gary said that, and then Portia said that? And I think I do.
You're absolutely right. People go, what'd you talk about on Dish today? And I'm like,
I actually have to go and watch Dish to see what the hell we did. I have no idea what we did.
They're like, when they want us to do a Facebook Live, they're like, tell what you talked about the show. And I'm like, I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, you just talked about it. How do you not remember? And I'm like, I let it all go, I guess.
Exactly, honey. It's done.
There's nothing worse than being super pumped about something and somebody else is going, I don't really.
I hate that.
Somebody get excited about it with me, no?
Exactly. It's just like when you bring some bad news to somebody or somebody hit your car. This bastard hit my damn car. And they say, oh, really? Well, what you gonna do about it? No, bitch, I need you to be mad, too.
You gotta get to my level.
Share the emotion.
Yes.
Hell, give me some emotion.
Or like that case, Gary, be like somebody going, well, you have insurance, don't you? Insurance will take
care of you. Yeah, exactly.
Don't matter. That's what I need right now.
I need you to be like, no way, let's go get him.
Right.
Well, coming up, a rock star is having trouble finding love, and we'll tell you all about that after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Welcome back. Well, you know, Lupita Nyong'o is killing it right now. Of course, she was in the blockbuster movie Black Panther. She's getting great reviews on the movie that she did with Jordan Peele. He directed a movie called Us. Crazy attention for that movie. So after all the crazy Black Panther attention, Lupita Nyong'o said she just needed to get away from everything. And she decided to go to this resort that was a 10-day retreat, and it was completely silent.
Is that
and
a rule at the resort, or she just didn't speak to anybody
I think it's one of those places where for 10 days she remained completely silent, did not talk to another human being.
Can we make this one of those places for Heidi only, where she didn't speak for 10 solid days?
But I think this sounds amazing.
Or doesn't sound amazing.
Well, it depends on, if I'm at a place and there's some new people there, and I don't know them, and it's a nice person that's looking real cute there, I don't have to talk, just do some sign language. Ooh. Or just tap them where you want to, you know.
At that level, I'm sure a lot of celebrities go on vacation and try to be the person over there at the end of the pool that no one talks
to. Not saying anything.
But 10 days not talking to anyone, I could never do that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what could you give up for 10 days?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Could you give up sex? I mean, that's nonverbal.
For
I
you.
Could give up my hair weave, maybe.
Here's what I don't understand at places like this. If you don't talk to another person for 10 days, how do you check in? How do
Exactly.
This will be the norm in the future. Nobody talks to anybody. We'll just all be sitting there, and we'll all have our phones, and everything will just communicate that way. It's all texting.
So and I don't like that, Frank. I hate texting. Don't text me, damn it. Call me. Because you can read texting in a different... If somebody do capital letters, that means they hollering at you. But you know, and Ricky is good at that.
Just yell at me already. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up, and a very famous singer is desperate for Cupid's bow.
Oh, who could this be?
Wrong. It's Lenny Kravitz. I know, we're running out of time.
All right.
That could have taken way too long. Yes, Lenny Kravitz is having trouble finding love.
Lies.
That's what he says. Lies,
all the damn white women out there, Lenny could get a woman, honey.
Right. Yeah.
He says, I would really like to find love, but it's difficult for me, being so dedicated to my art.
Oh, come on.
Which is not an excuse, it's just difficult. I'm at a place now where I've been through so many relationships and I haven't been good at it all the time, at all. Mm. So I've had a lot to learn, but I feel like I'm at a place where I'm really ready for that. Things come to you when you're ready, I believe. So do you think it's really that hard for Lenny Kravitz to find love? Let's look at his lineup here.
Right. Yeah.
Lisa Bonet.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Kylie Minogue.
Very good.
Oh, yes. Adriana Lima, Victoria's Secret model.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Madonna.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole Kidman.
I know his problem. He need a hood chick from Atlanta.
Yes. But you know what? I think he can find a woman. All I got to do is wear those tight leather pants that he wore that split that time. Honey, he'll be good. I mean,
yeah.
I know some of my sore rods, honey, be more than happy, honey, to let him shoot his bow.
You know, if he's packing. You know,
he's at that age now where he wants to settle down with somebody who really doesn't know who he is and doesn't...
But that ain't going to happen.
Who doesn't know Lenny Kravitz?
I cannot name one Lenny Kravitz song. I'm sorry.
See, now she's pretending like she doesn't know.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know who Lenny... Lenny who?
Call me Lenny.
After the break, honey, I sat down with the Taraji P. Henson and the movie producer Will Packer, honey, to talk about their new film, What Men Want. I don't know. And we'll have all the fun after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, honey, you guys, I'm so excited about this. Now, I had a chance, honey, to sit down and have a kiki with my girl, Miss Taraji P. Henson, and my guys, Will Packer and Adam Shankman, about their new movie, What Men Want. And I had a grand old time, honey. Take a look. Gary Hayes the first.
Gary, there's no Gary Hayes the second.
Right. Make no error.
Wait a second.
I have a question. So if you could have any special gift, honey, when it comes to men, would you want to have? What in the hell? What would you want to have?
I'm making partner, baby.
Give it up for our Summit Worldwide Sports Management's newest partner. Whoa! Allie, that pass was actually to Eddie.
I'm so sick of this boys club.
I can help you connect with men. Why don't we have some tea?
This smells like dirt.
Oh, that's just jasmine tea. If you don't count the weed and the peyote and the crack.
Taraji! How are you doing, darling?
I'm great now that you're here.
Yes, Roger, you're looking fabulous. When I saw you last night, I said, oh, she gave you hair, honey, just all of that stuff, honey.
Gary, what's happening, baby?
How you doing, Willard?
Stop calling me Willard. You know that's not my name.
It just sounds so nice.
Wilbur.
But Will, hi, Will.
Willard. He just
Wilbur.
No, don't start that. Listen, you on my side. Don't do that with Gary.
No, don't. Adam could be on my side.
He harasses me every chance he gets.
Willicent?
Oh, see, I'm not going to do
Wilbur.
This with y'all.
Hi,
I see you have on some very Gary pants today.
Yes, honey. I wore these just for you, Will. Girl, do you know what a man want?
I think men want what women want. I think we all want the same thing in the relationship.
I think men maybe aren't as honest about what they want because they think they're trying to say what they think women want to hear.
So what is the no that a man don't want?
Well, a lot of times men don't want to have an honest conversation with a woman because that's scary.
I feel weird after last night.
Yeah. That's what happens when tequila meets desperation.
Okay, stop saying things you shouldn't be saying to your boss.
Holy crap, can you hear my inner thoughts?
I can't hear your inner thoughts!
Well, she was reading a lot of minds, honey.
She was.
So, okay, with that being said, so what were y'all thinking?
This is the Gary experience, Adam. I want you to just buckle up because this is what G does.
My favorite interview.
Absolutely, no.
Ever.
This is my guy right here.
So now you're getting married. So now is he a regular guy or is he an industry guy?
He's a regular guy. He is ex-NFL.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
he got some money.
Yeah.
So what's the future for Empire? So is it gonna come back? I mean, well, you know.
At least two more seasons in us.
Well.
I think so.
That's good. Well, you work that character, baby.
Thank you.
Miss Cookie. I'm glad they updated her wardrobe. I'm so glad you look so classy.
I'm glad I live to please you, Gary. Because well, I don't want y'all talking trash about me on Dish now.
we'll talk trash. And look,
I know you do. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it, though, because it's truth.
Yeah.
And it's people I trust.
So it was really nice. So they winded me up.
All right.
So,
No one can wind you up.
Not at all, Will.
Thank you.
I'm not a toy. Taraji, honey.
What do y'all do with this at work? I can't.
Taraji, thank you so much, honey.
I love you
so much. Good luck to you and your endeavors, honey.
You're
gonna do well, honey.
Keep on telling it like it is,
man. That's right, honey. Tell the truth and do what? Shame the devil.
That's what you gotta do. You have to. I love him.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo-hoo! Now, let me tell y'all, baby, the legend Miss Chaka Khan, baby, did not come to play, honey. Let me tell y'all, during a recent sit-down with Steve Harvey on his show, Steve, the singer, was asked a pretty interesting question on how she feel about today's music, and Miss Chaka Khan had no problem, bitch, throwing the shade, honey. Take a look.
What do you think is missing from some of today's music?
Talent.
All right, with y'all, honey. Do y'all agree, baby, with Ms. Chaka Khan, honey? Because when I saw this, I screamed, honey. Talent is definitely missing, honey, in the music today.
That's definitely true. There are a lot of people that are surviving off of producers and overproduced beats with little talent.
Are we right now all throwing shade? When did truth become shade?
That's
the problem.
Yeah.
There are people like Chaka Khan and people who came up when she did, who you're still listening to now. I don't think that's going to be the same.
Heidi, do you really think you should comment on true talent? Now, see, that is shade.
Don't even try that, baby. Because Heidi got talent, Frank. Don't do it.
Oh, I know. See, that's shade right there because I'm just farting around with her.
Right. Yeah, because it's not true.
Because she's very talented.
Some of the songs that I did the boo, you still the blast shoe, I leave a what in the hell are you saying?
Right, exactly. right.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.